The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. After the Sabbath, as the first day of the week was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary came to see the tomb. And behold, there was a great earthquake, for an angel of the Lord descended from heaven, approached and rolled back the stone and sat upon it. His appearance was like lightning and his clothing white as snow. The guards were shaken with fear of him and became like dead men. Then the angel said to the women in reply, "Do not be afraid. I know that you are seeking Jesus who was crucified. He is not here, for he has been raised just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. And then go quickly and tell his disciples, he has been raised from the dead, and he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him. Behold, I have told you." And then they went off quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached and embraced his feet and did him homage. And Jesus then said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." The Gospel of the Lord. Allow me in these few moments of homily to speak about bringing the Word of God to life, to somehow find a connection between the Word of God which we celebrate tonight and the moments, the historic moment in which we live. It's Passover time for our ancestors in the faith, the Jewish people. They began their Passover with the Seder meal. And early in the Seder meal, the youngest, the child, must ask, "What is there about this night that makes it different from all others?" And the response is, "God led his people from slavery, from darkness into light. The miraculous intervention of their God, who is beyond naming, led his people through the desert, through a testing, through a long journey into the land of Canaan, the promised land." It's very important for the Jewish people to remember their stories, lest if we forget our story, we may forget who we are. Stories are very important. And every family gathered around your tables during these extraordinary times, you should tell the stories of your family. We are born of 1,000 people, those who have gone before you, their sacrifices, their dreams, their hopes, the challenges they faced, the vision which they held, which carried them, the faith which sustained them. Whatever the story of your family is, Native American, African American, Italian, Mexican, Irish, Asian, Filipino, Polish, whatever it is, but there's a story to your family. And in that story, you will discover who you are. Therefore, stories are very important, and remembering is essential to confirm us in our identity. 19 years ago, here in our great land, on 9/11, we had an enormous tragedy. And yet, it called our country together. We were united together. We bonded with one another. We were inspired by the first responders. We pledged our support for them. We gifted our prayers to them. We were one people, united in a moment of national crisis. And now, we live in an historic time. This passage of COVID-19, we have never seen anything like this before, and perhaps we may never see anything quite like this into the future, since we will be far better prepared for anything like this that may happen in the future. But in this moment, we are caught in the story of who we are. We stand back with awed reverence for all those who become public servants, first responders, doctors, nurses, also the janitors, the people who prepare food in the hospitals, the people in your food stores that serve you. We stand back in grateful admiration for these very special people. They are the ones that sustain us. And whether, in fact, in a personal way, we are going through the passion, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, or if not, then we are close enough to see it, to observe it, and somehow to belong to it. When we see our beloved dying in the hospital alone, when we are faced with the reality that we cannot gather to pray, to celebrate and belong to our dead for burial. When we're challenged with fear, anxiety, uncertainty for the future, when so many of our people lose their jobs and are living the crisis, a darkness, a struggle in their lives, in an extraordinary way, we are living the Paschal mystery. We are living the darkness, the death of Jesus Christ, and we're praying that within us and together and bonded in charity and generosity, that we will experience a resurrection and a new life. And all the time, we are reminded that God is with us. Our hopes are somehow rooted in our faith, the sharing of our faith, with the great prayer that when this passes, we will be more generous, we will be more caring, more sensitive, more united than we were before this visitation of crisis. We are now writing the history for a generation not yet seen. And they will read the history which we are writing now. They will admire what we admire today, the extraordinary generosity. We will grieve for the shame of those who refuse to sacrifice, even in a small way, to belong to the death and resurrection of this time. The next generation will stand and will wonder in admiration or in questions about our leadership. But we are writing the gospel of today. We are teaching the next generation who will remember these moments. And they will remember that God was with us in this time. When our homes became our church, when our families gathered in a manner of prayer, which we have not been challenged to do before. When we support one another, we listen, we care, even from a distance, somehow there is more passion, more sensitivity than we had when we could shake hands or we could hug one another. We're more conscious of the mystery, the Paschal mystery, happening in our lives today. And therefore, when we light the light of Christ tonight, this candle symbolizing light in darkness, we are renewed in hope. We are strengthened in our belief that in the power of Jesus Christ, we will enrich ourselves, we will grow together, we will become a bonded people. We will live out in our own flesh and blood the Paschal mystery of death and resurrection and new life. And therefore, the day will come when we will see the dawning of something new, something wonderful, and know that God was always with us, even in the most challenging and difficult and fearful and uncertain times. God was with us. And now, tell the stories. Live the stories. Teach the stories. And remember, in every story, there is death and resurrection and new life. With this prayer, and with this dream and hope and shared faith, I bless you, each and every one of you. I bless your homes. Bless your relationships. I bless you with the grace and the power of Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, to renew our faith that in spite of all that is happening, we, the people of faith, live in the resurrection and new life of Jesus Christ. Amen.